For me, like, mermaiding itself is just really athletically challenging. So it's kind of like this weird combination of extreme sports and pageantry. You could compare it to maybe like drag in a way. You like spend all of this time like getting ready and putting on a costume, and then you're like something else. You're not what you were before, and that's really fun. My name is Maria Russo. I am a professional mermaid, that's correct. And I am the owner and founder of Sirenalia. My boyfriend, Jason, made up the name, and it's supposed to be like fake Latin. So it's like pertaining to sirens, Sirenalia. How my business runs is I make mermaid tales. I host mermaid retreats and mermaid transformations. And then I do appearances at children's parties and other kinds of special events. So at our mermaid birthday parties, we try to really keep the like magic real and have no one ever see a mermaid out of her tail. So our mermaids arrive totally ready, and they have a mer handler who is a handsome boy in a sailor costume and, you know, strong with muscle, so he can carry a woman plus a 30-pound mermaid tail. And he carries her in and he sets her down on the side of the pool, and she meets all of the children. But I did one time a snorkeling tour where it was a kid's birthday party, and they like took her out snorkeling, and they had me like slip in the water and like meet the kids snorkeling at the reef. So that was like really cool because it was a real mermaid, and the birthday girl cried a whole lot, and I think she was actually a little bit scared, a little freaked out that like a mermaid swam up to her. From a young age, I always used to play mermaids with my girlfriends. You know, I'd be like, what color is your tail? What color is your tail? And swim with your legs together. And I started making mermaid tails. I made my first one probably when I was like 12 years old, out of like garbage bags and duct tape. Yeah, we're in our mermaid studio right now. This is where the magic happens. And if you look around, you'll see past designs of mermaid tails on the wall and tails in various states of completion. So the tails that we are currently making are very labor intensive. We sculpt them out of clay. We make a mold out of fiberglass, and then we cast them in silicone, and then we airbrush and hand paint them.
I'm Jason Darling. I am one of the owners of Sirenalia. I mainly do painting of the tails. We're in our carport, which doubles as my painting studio. This tail is going to be, it's going to have a pink gold belly fading into a purple pink nightshade candy pearl into a duo violet brass.
We work really hard, and it doesn't, the mermaid business doesn't really like generate that much money. It's really challenging. I don't know how I do it. I have a lot of great people helping me and supporting me, and I probably would be impossible without that dynamic. Sometimes I like look around, and like me and like three of my best friends are like in mermaid tails, looking like totally beautiful, playing underwater tea party with a two-year-old that has her mind blown. It's magical and it's rewarding, and you know, also I'm still hoping that one day we'll make some money.